Cape Talk, new beginnings.
Now, if you're a regular traveller, then you probably already know that it really pays to make friends with the hotel concierge. They're not just there to welcome you through the door, of course. They can be an absolute goldmine of information on the best places to eat in a strange city, the hottest shows in time, maybe even the best place to take your loved one on a romantic date, or maybe even organise a marriage proposal. Like Gustav H., for those who've seen the Grand Budapest Hotel, they see everything, they say nothing, but they make things happen as if it was all completely effortless. And I have somebody in the studio with me today who knows this story all so well and has just undergone a very, very special ceremony, which really signifies that she is at the peak of her profession. Just before I introduce her, though, let me explain something about the term concierge. For those who might be interested, it comes from the French comte de cierge, meaning the keeper of the candles. And this dates back to the days where aristocrats would travel around in the days before electricity and castles had to be lit by candlelight. And the concierge was the person traveling with them who would literally keep the candles and make sure that they were lit to their next destination. There's a lot less candle wax involved today, but still that sense of dedication to service and to hospitality. And if you are a concierge, then the pinnacle of success in your profession is to be awarded membership of the Le Clef d'Or, the Society of the Golden Keys. And two sets of golden keys just walked into our studio, proudly borne on the lapels of Moira Mdakana, who is the concierge at the Cape Grace Hotel and is with us today. Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on this incredibly prestigious appointment.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for having me. What an honor. I'm so overwhelmed. It's been such an incredible experience.
I want to know a little bit about your own personal journey, but Let's start with the golden keys and what they symbolize, because this isn't just about saying tick a box, you've done X, you've worked for so many years, you get membership. You've got to be nominated by somebody already a member of the society, not
that so. That is correct, yes. Yeah. So when my initial process started, I was nominated by two Le Clef d'Or members, and then I had to have worked at least 5 years within my hotel. Mm-hmm. They say the position of a concierge, which is what they're looking for. It's all about the knowledge and wisdom, and they want to find out, are you the right type of person to be in the society? Mm-hmm. You then go through an immense amount of interviews, and then once that is done, they then go to the society in London, they check it out, and if you make it through, you get to be awarded with the Le Clef d'Or pins.
And your pinning ceremony happened on Mandela Day.
It did.
You were tearing up telling me as you walked in what happened. Just tell us what happened to you last Thursday.
Yes, so I was told by my hotel that I had a photo shoot that I had to do for the Le Clef d'Or. So I rushed in and we got set up. And they said one of the photographer was going to be in the suite. We rushed up to the suite, and when we got there, it was actually a surprise by the concierge, Cape Town Forum, and also my hotel. And the two Le Clef d'Or members, which is Nardis and Ryan, they were the two people who pinned me, and it was an amazing ceremony, unforgettable, and on that day.
So, that's very special.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I know that the Cape Town Concierge Forum were packing food parcels with me at the Cape Town Convention Centre just
the
hours
same
earlier.
Day, I know.
So well done on packing it all in, guys. I mean, I can see the pride with which you are wearing those badges. Yes. I mean, you must still be pinching yourself every time you look down and see that golden shine on your jacket.
Feels like a dream.
Yeah. Moira, how did you end up here? What is the life journey that brought you into this profession?
So I started in hotels from 2006. And I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't looking in becoming a concierge. The job really found me. At the time, I had applied for a reception job because I had tried to find myself where I wanted to be. And my external manager at the time, he said, this is this perfect job for you. You love eating out? I do. You love people? I do. And we will try and make you become the best concierge. And I was very lucky that I had a person above me, Ryan, who taught me everything I know now. So his patience, his wisdom, his knowledge poured over to me, and my passion for what I love doing overflows to my guests, and that's what I am, a true concierge.
So what does a true concierge do? What does your average day look like?
An average day, oh my word, I work with the best team, you know, Cape Grace. I'm very lucky. So it's not just about me. You need the right type of support system, you know. Yeah. The teamwork is very important. And it starts from anything from a regular transfer request to restaurant bookings to, can you find me the best diamond, you know, typical, what type of clarity or carat type of diamond that you're looking for a guest. And It's everything and everything. I'm a foodie. So for me, when somebody's talking about food, I eat my way through Cape Town. So
what a lovely job.
So I get excited when people talk about that. So it's everything and everything. As long as it's honorable, in the right manner, then you're doing your job well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the questions I had for you is whether you've ever had a guest ask you to do something that you didn't consider honorable or that was even illegal. What do you do if a guest comes up to you and says, hey, can you find me a bit of XYZ that you know is not legal?
Well, obviously you're not supposed to be doing something like that. And you kind of, because it's confidential between you and the guest, you kind of tell them that it's not within my line of work. I can refer you to a newspaper if it's a certain thing that they're looking for. As long as you're being respectful and have the right mannerism, then the relationship between you and the guest will be okay. So I tend not to. I'm lucky or fortunate enough that I haven't had those type of requests.
Okay.
Yet.
What are some of the most bizarre requests you have had from hotel guests?
From hotel guests have been, obviously, maybe it's because I'm a true romantic. I kind of get those, can you assist me in arranging an engagement? Mm-hmm. Can you help me with one of the best jewelers in the city and a proposal? So those are the type of things I get from guests. I think when you lead out, when you give out that type of feeling, you receive it. So those are the type of guests I get, or requests.
Just for the sake of those who might have joined us late to the conversation, you are listening to Moira Mdakana, who is the concierge at the Cape Grace Hotel, just down the road from us in the V&A waterfront, recently inducted into the worldwide body, Le Clef d'Or, the Society of Golden Keys, which really signifies that she is a true professional and a pro at what she does. If you've got any questions, anything you've ever wondered about the requests made, the tasks of a concierge, or the career path to get here, you're very welcome to send them through as a WhatsApp on 0725671567 or call us on 021-446-0567. Somebody's WhatsApp to say, I actually stayed in the Grand Budapest Hotel for a week last December. A beautiful old building, but did it have a Gustav H in charge of everything is the big question. And if you haven't, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't seen the movie, and do yourself a favor, you should. Your responsibilities, I mean, as you said, no day is the same. It depends what a guest will ask for. And you are expected to make things happen at the drop of a hat. How do you manage to find the time to keep abreast of what is hot in the city and the shows that are great, the jewelers that are great, the restaurants that are on top of their game? Yes. You said you eat your way through Cape Town. How do you balance that research that's required for your job with actually doing the job?
So how I do that is, people need to know who you are, right? Mm-hmm. So I go out and I network with the people. And what we do, or with my team, we go out to the restaurants and we introduce ourselves so they can get to know the face. So when I call and I say, hey, it's Moira, I need a last minute table, they are able to put the face and the relationship has been formed. And the motto with the Le Clef d'Or is service through friendship. Okay. So those type of things are important. It's easy to balance it. It's time management. And if you are very passionate about what you do, it just flows. Mm-hmm. It works.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the marriage proposals. What's the most outlandish one you've done? Because it sounds like you've done quite a lot of them.
Yes.
But what are some of the things you've been asked to help coordinate?
So one of the ones that comes to mind is he had specific type of flowers he was looking for, and we had to locate the florist that he wanted. She didn't have the flowers. We were fortunate enough to have people in the city that had the type of flowers, and we arranged that. We had to choose her ring that he wanted for her. He was very, very specific. And then obviously the petals, the signage in the room. And obviously she said yes. but I think the most important thing for us was that we were part of that memory, and those experiences for guests is what we live for.
Yeah. Pat asking on the WhatsApp line, sorry, Patricia, about communication, because you're in a hotel where you have a lot of international guests. How many languages do you speak? How do you manage that that challenge?
So I speak, my home language is Xhosa. Mm-hmm. I speak Xhosa, English, Afrikaans, Zulu, a little bit of Zulu. But yeah, we try and have a lot of, you know, members that are linguists around the world. So it's it's a collective effort.
So you can call, if you have a guest who really
correct
is struggling, you can call on somebody within the hotel team who can help. Okay,
absolutely.
Makes sense. It seems to me, I mean, this is a job that is all about anticipating people's needs, sometimes even before they know what they are. Is that something that you think you just have to have a natural knack for, or can it be learned?
It can be learned, because like I said, when I started out as a concierge 2012, I didn't know. Yes, I knew about restaurants and everything else, but it can be learned. You need to know your city. You need to be out there and find out the new things. Read, explore, meet new people, be a people's person. So other people have it in their body, where you just can read a guest. With experience, you can. But yeah, you can learn it. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to ask you to dish the dirt on individual celebrities, but they have a reputation for coming with a contract that states they want a certain thread count on the sheets and take out the green jelly beans and only non-fizzy water in the bar fridge, etc. Is that reputation deserved? Because I know the Cape Grace does host a lot of celebrity guests. Do they come with a long list of demands, or is that something that Hollywood has made more of than it actually should?
I think Hollywood has done that a little bit, yes. When you have the honor of meeting a lot of people, you have that guest contact. So those demands are scrapped away. You get to see their value of who they are, and they see you. So all the other stuff that people read is sometimes not true.
Okay, and I think sometimes a lot of it comes from people around them making demands.
Of course.
More than them themselves, I'm led to understand. Okay, so seeing as we've got you here, I'm going to ask you to give us the tip for the best meal in Cape Town or the best show in Cape Town right now. If you were to direct a guest today to a great dining experience and a great theatre experience, where would you send them?
So for me, because Cape Town has amazing restaurants in the city, I have three favorites because of the different types. So I love Athletic Club and Social. They are an 80% plant-based menu they have on their restaurant. It's very trendy. They're very helpful. So what they do, because Cape Grace does a little bit of more, you know, we want to go extra with our guests, and they give the same. So I love working with them. Yep. Ching Ching is also a firm favorite of mine. Very casual, Japanese-inspired menu. You know, you walk in, there's no reservations, but I like that. For the more fine dining type of people, part of the Luke Dale Roberts group is Salsify. Love Salsify. It's at their own house, so you're overlooking the whole of the city. It's incredible.
Oh,
and the food is great, and the service and everything else. Yeah.
Okay. And the theatre tickets, if you had to send someone to one show this week, where
so
would
it
go?
Was, what recently was Kinky Boots. That was a lot of fun. My colleague Kyla was there. She loved it. So all the theatre companies work well with us, not only myself, but also the forum as well.
Okay, well, the good news is Kinky Boots has been extended until October, so because I still have to get there to see it. So, okay, note to self. The last thing we have to say is congratulations, Moira, because I know this is not only a significant personal achievement for you, but it's incredibly symbolic. You're the first woman in Cape Town and the first black woman in South Africa to be admitted to this society. Does that hold special significance for you?
It does. It does. I feel that I'm some sort of ambassador for not only myself, for all women. And children, and I'm an advocate about education and giving back. And, you know, if you dream big and you find your purpose and you run with it, anything is possible. So if I could do it, anyone can.
Well, she certainly found her purpose. Moira Mdekana, the concierge at the Cape Grace Hotel, pinned last week Thursday as a member of Le Clef d'Or, the Society of Golden Keys. Thank you so much for coming in to lift the lid and give us a little insight into your career, and our very best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.